Unit 7. Global Issues. 7A. Exercise 1. Page 118.
Lion Lights. As night falls on the plains of Kenya, a group of Maasai tribesmen pick up their spears and go to sit near their cattle. Their job is to protect the cattle from the Maasai's greatest enemy, the lion. However, thanks to one boy's clever invention, this nightly task is slowly becoming a thing of the past. Richard Turere is a 13-year-old Maasai boy who grew up helping his father take care of their cattle.
We depend on our cattle to survive. They give us milk and meat, but the lions used to come at night and feed on them,
explains Richard. However, one night when Richard was watching over the cattle, he noticed that the lions were staying far away from him. Richard was holding a torch, and it seemed like the lions were scared of the moving light. The next day, Richard started work on an invention. First, he installed bulbs in a circle around his family's land. Then, he connected these bulbs to a special car battery. This battery could charge itself during the day with a solar panel. Richard made the bulbs flicker on and off at night to trick the lions into thinking that somebody was holding a torch. Since Richard installed his lion lights 2 years ago, his family has not lost any cattle because of lion attacks. In fact, his invention was such a success that many other Maasai families came to ask him to build lion lights around their land. Today, around 75 of these systems have been installed around Kenya. Richard's invention isn't just helping the Maasai, it's also helping the lions. The Kenya Wildlife Service estimates that there are just 2,000 lions left in the country. 15 years ago, there were around 15,000. One of the main reasons why lions throughout Africa have become endangered is because locals kill them to protect their livestock. Thanks to Richard's invention, in Kenya at least, this is no longer necessary. The lion lights are allowing man and beast to live in peace. As well as becoming famous in his own community, Richard has earned praise around the world. He even gave a speech about his invention to a conference in California, USA. Also, he won a scholarship to one of Kenya's top schools.
One day, I want to be a pilot,
says Richard. Clearly, this incredible boy has a very bright future.